Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry and Anthony, Friday night football from Unitego Central School. The Morabito Halftime Report has been brought to you by the area's full-service energy provider. Remember, Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money. And to give you more for your energy dollar, call the folks at Morabito Energy Products, 607-563-HEAT.
And tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of Section 4 and WCDO.
Well, we have a couple of minutes remaining. Both of the teams have now come back out onto the field, and they're getting ready to go through their warm-ups. We said earlier that the Sydney Warriors managed to rack up a terrific game last week, but they trailed the Unitego Spartans by 10, 32-22 at halftime of this contest under the lights tonight here at Unitego Central School. In our closing remark, we always say to you, come out to the ball game, because the ballpark is always the very best place to enjoy a ball game from. Well, I've never seen a truer than the first two or three contests that we've seen this year. The Sydney game against Chenango Valley was a Jim Dandy one. There were lots of exciting moments in that contest between Harpersville and Delhi last week, even though it ended up being a shutout, 18-0. This game has had plenty of surprises. Folks, if you aren't in the stands, you're missing a good ball game. Well, now both teams have actually completed their short warm-ups, and they're heading toward the respective benches, so this game is probably going to get underway right on time. Down below us, we see the Sydney Warriors decked out in their white traveling uniforms. We see Patrick Vibber coming to the near sideline as he is winding up his arm a little bit, playing catch out there with Jordan Constable. A couple of seniors going to it. Over across the way in the green uniforms tonight, it is the Unitego Spartans. We see Wolverines and Hornets tomorrow. There's just no rest from the sort of grief that you and I take. Oh,
I had to throw another layer on, Harry. It's temperature seems to have gotten a little cooler.
I thought you were taking something off.
No, sir.
I said, boy, you're more gutsy than I am.
I had to throw on a lighter sweatshirt in between my current sweatshirt.
Oh, what else can I talk about? Week 3's games, as we said, it's going to be the Sydney Warriors over at Oxford. We have a contest there that will be with heavily favored Sydney, probably going up against the Oxford Blackhawks. However, you will find that the Blackhawks at home you can never take too lightly. And then a Saturday game tomorrow, I have a choice. I can see Catholic Central against Harpersville or Unitego at Walton. And boy, I'll tell you, a couple of dandy choices there. Okay, here we are, ready to go again. Low end over end kick. It is Unitego kicking to the Sydney Warriors, and play will resume at about the 35-yard line as the ball is going to be spotted down. No appreciable run back. It was one of those end-over-end kicks that just continued to go its way and finally make it down to, we'll call it the 35. I'm just stealing one of these things from you, so if you need more,
absolutely,
you can put these back up. You have these announcer secrets, and one of them happens to be Hall's mentholyptus. That's where my sudden supply went to. It's all Cole Matthews' fault. He managed to come in here and steal him off to his side of the broadcast booth. Ball going to be in the air. They're going to move it down to Jordy Constable. Constable, the senior, grabbing it in on about a 10-yard pickup that will be going from Patrick Vibber. They're going to say it is maybe the length of the football short. And now they're going to eyeball it. I guess they're not going to say first down. They will say second, and as I said, it is literally the length of the football. The reason we didn't have a measurement is that the football was right on the chalk mark, and they could easily take it from there. Beautiful play by Patrick Vibber. I cannot emphasize that too much. It'll be good for the first down. Vibber that time took the snap, put the ball in his right hand, brought the ball back in what you might call a very dangerous move, then tucked it back in under his wing and just found a hole and squirted on through it. Heads up play by Patrick Vibber.
Vibber's play fakes keep you and me on our toes, Harry.
Oh, that was a sweet one. Now he's going to drop back, and he will clearly be passing this time as he will go to Jordan Constable again. He will probably get about 6, maybe 7 yards on that play as he's across midfield down to about the 46-yard line. We'll call it a gain of a long 4.
Constable showing some hard-earned yards after catch on his last 2 receptions.
32-22, Unitigo in the lead. Patrick Vibber dropped back to pass. He got a lot of rush in there from number 51, Ethan Barber, but he stepped around Barber and then went down for the first down as he will get down to the 40-yard line before he is brought down. Oh, this time it is going to be just the opposite, where Vibber had the ball for a long time last time. This time he was looking for Tanner Shunk out on the left flat. Shunk did not receive the ball, but the amount of time that Patrick Vibber had it was just a nanosecond. He took that snap and wham! It was on its way to Shunk. Ball handed off in there to, let's see, this is going to be number 20. That is Bissett. You know, the one thing that we hadn't noticed, I hadn't noticed it until just now, is that we have down in front of us Billy Kozak, number 4, with his helmet off. He is not starting in the second half of this game. He took that bone bruise earlier, and that may have been more serious than you or I anticipated. He is limping on the near sideline. He has an ice pack taped to his left leg. And that is one of those thigh injuries that can be ever so painful. On the field, the ball has been moved down to the 30-yard line. That's good for a first down for Vibber and company. Bissett, handoff, and it will be Bissett getting down to close to another first down as he is down close to the 20. Sometimes out of misfortune, Kozak coming out of the ball game, it will be an opportunity for somebody else, and Bissett has had a couple of very good runs in quick succession. We're down inside the 9-minute mark. Vibber gonna go in the air, goes down to Jordan Constable inside the 10.
Seems like both teams are afraid to get burnt down the field, so all these catches are just turnarounds, curls, right in front of the defensive backs for both teams.
8:50 showing on the clock. The ball at about the 8-yard line. And it will be a handoff to Bissett again. Bissett going to get very close to the end zone as he found an opening. And then he was run into by Ryan Mazzell. And Mizell managed to stop him down at about the two or inside the two. Ball snapped back to Vibbard, and handoff is immediately going to be crunched, and it's a jarred loose ball falling on by the Unitigo Spartans, and a fumble recovery down inside the five-yard line.
And that's a shame for Sydney, who were working a beautiful drive down the field, only to lose it inside the five.
8:18 showing on the clock. It is third period action, 32-22, Unitigo leading the Sydney Warriors in a contest at Unitigo this evening. Well, we said when these two arch rivals meet, anything can happen. Back in the shotgun. It is going to be a long verbal count, and we have an illegal procedure called against the Unitigo Spartans. Somebody moved a little bit too quickly. 8:18 on the clock, period number three. Constable is being attended to by the coaches and trainers on the near side. The ball going to be brought out to about the five-yard line. Off the bottom of the pile, I have no clue who it was who moved it.
Looked like more than a couple of Sydney players able to get in there.
You can almost call anybody you wanted to, because there was nobody to dispute whatever your call happened to be that time. It was a lone green uniform and a sea of white. Okay, here comes a firebrand going on a handoff to Kellen Komenda, I do believe. We'll have to check and see what the number is, but it's going to be down across the 40, across the 30, and it will be, number 8 in there, I do believe. That may have been Braden Beadle. I gave credit to number 9, that was Komenda, but I do believe it was Beadle, the sophomore who exploded down the far sideline, gets down inside the 35. The officials will mark it down at about the 32-and-a-half-yard line, but a great run by Beadle.
Unbelievable, able to escape out of his own five like that and get so far down the field.
7:31, showing on the clock, period number three. They're going to try once again to go to Nate Wilsey, and once again, Wilsey is going to be met by a wall of white. And it looks to me like it may very well have been, let's see, I believe that was Nages, who he's coming off now. He will be replaced by Joe Wyckoff. Both of those, 245-pounders, they are very solid athletes. Split off to the near side. It is going to be Ryan Marzell dropping back. Lots of time to pass, and into the hands of number 6, Tanner Winchester. Winnie goes high into the air, grabs that football down, comes down hard at about the 8-yard line, and it is going to be good for a completed forward pass.
That ball dropped in from Firebend like a missile, right on the money for Winchester, able to go over the defender's hands. Great catch.
32-22, Unitigo leading in the ball game and on the march. It is going to be Firebend in the air, and it is over top of the outstretched hands of Ryan Marzell. Marzell was coming in toward the action and went high into the air, and that one was fired a little bit hard by Josh Firebend, and it went on the far side, right in the area where Bassett was playing. We have a misdirection play, and I do believe they're going to say loose ball picked up in there by number 75, Austin Dean, and it will be the end of a long drive for the Unitigo Spartans as that ball will go over to Sydney at the 10-yard line.
We've got another turnover. That ball was, for anyone, that was a dog pile of players on there. As you said, Dean came out of it.
So it is action as you want it on a Friday night. 6:22, period number 3. 10-point lead for the Unitigo Spartans over the Sydney Warriors. Vibber drops back. He's looking for a receiver. He fires it out on the flat on the near side, intended for Jordan Constable. But the 6'3", 160-pound senior can't reach down enough to pull it up off these shoe tops. Vibbard had that one a little bit lower than he wanted it. So men in motion getting to their positions. Now it is going to be number 8. That is going to be Tanner Shunk, who goes in motion, gets the handoff from Vibbard. Shunk keeps on coming to the near side, but can't turn the corner and come upfield. Third down and still a little bit more than 10. Third and 11, we'll call it.
Another interesting situation for an offense deep in enemy territory.
Dropping back is Vibbard. He looks down on the near side. His intended receiver was once again going to be Jordan Constable. Constable flies horizontally but can't catch up to the ball. So Vibbard's arm overshoots the intended receiver, and we have a fourth and about 11. And let's see, Kellen Komenda in at about the 35, and then going back to about the 45 is going to be Tanner Winchester. And before either of them will get the opportunity to receive the kick, we're going to have a timeout call. Jordan Constable counting the men that he had in front of him, because the last thing you want to do is be called for too many or too few players on the field. Out in front of us is Kai Sabata, who has his helmet off and is talking to the coaches. He is not in on this particular play. Coming out of the lineup now into the near side. Is that number 36 in the ball game tonight? That's Justin Barnes. The coaches are still out looking at the various players and making sure that they have the right number for the Sydney Warriors. The Unitigo Spartans break out of their huddle. They have no qualms about how many men are on the field. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Okay, so here we go, 11 for each team. And it is going to be a snap that should go back to Constable, and a kick that comes off to the near side. It is going to bounce about at the 30-yard line and out of bounds. So they're going to spot it down just a squidgen low of the 30-yard line. It will be first and 10. Unitigo Spartans there.
And great field position for Unitigo, getting the ball already in enemy territory to go the other way.
So the ball that was kicked away will be brought over to the Sydney Warrior bench, and the Unitigo football brought in from the far sideline. 5:33, period number 3, a Unitigo 10-point lead. The ball will be pitched back to Kellen Komenda, and it's popped up. Kellen Komenda could not hang on to the football. Going over that time was Firebend. He pitched the ball off at the very last moment, and it was not a clean pitch back to Komenda. It bounced once. Komenda went down, and then a number of white jerseys fell on that ball.
Yeah, Firebend at the last second seemed to determine that he wanted to pitch that ball before he got crunched, and that ball was was pitched to the ground and was able to be scooped up by Sydney.
So it will be Sydney Warrior football at about the 40 and a half. Handoff goes in there to Bissett. Vibbert just turned and put it right into Bissett's gut. But that handoff took just enough time, and blowing in there a number of green jerseys, a loss on the play of about four, as the ball will be spotted down. We will call it at the 31.
That was a tremendous play by 51 Ethan Barber on the fill, who's had a very good game so far.
4:49, period number three. Dropping back is Vibbert. And Vibbert finally pulls the ball back in, allows the aforementioned number 51, Ethan Barber, to go on by. And then Vibbert starts upfield. He'll get to the line of scrimmage, pick up about a yard on what may have been a broken play. Third down, and we will still call it about 12, give or take the length of the football or two. 32-22, Unitego leading by 10. Patrick Vibbert, long throw. It is going to be into the hands of number 81, Dylan Rutenberg. Rutenberg turns around and says, I was interfered with. The officials were right there. They're not buying it. And the ball will be brought back to the 40-yard line, actually the 38, where it will be a fourth down and a kicking situation. And going back, getting his foot warmed up, is Jordan Constable. Constable will be kicking from the low side of his own 30-yard line. The snap is low. It bounces one. Constable is able to pick it up and finally get the kick away. It is going to be allowed to roll as very wisely down there. That may have been Beadle who made the decision. Forget this. I'm not going to be hit by all of these white warriors. And the ball will roll, take a big Sydney roll, actually, and roll down inside the 20 to about the where? It's inside the 15, actually. Looks to be about the 13.
That was a booming kick by Constable, able to get the friendly roll.
I don't want to jinx anybody. The ball is going to be run by Tanner Winchester. He is grabbed by the arm and whipped around a couple of times. He'll finally go down. This may be the longest period of this football game without either team scoring.
I would agree with you, considering how much scoring is in the first half. We haven't had a touchdown yet in the second half.
No, and we've had 9 minutes go on by here. So that may be the longest scoreless period of this contest. So the ball will be snapped back to Firebend, and Firebend is going to have it picked off. He threw it out to about the 20-yard line, and leaping high into the air was senior Dylan Rutenberg. And Rutenberg grabs it down and returns it back for a 4 or 5 yard gain. He is inside the 15 at about the 13. So
that was a great interception by Rutenberg, who was in the right place at the right time, midfield, and simply went up and got it. And now all of a sudden, Sydney's got the ball right back.
I'm getting grief from our broadcast booth mate, Cole Matthews, who says, keep talking about scoreless periods. It's been great for us here. What are you talking about? Always a Sydney fan, my friend. Always a Sydney fan. We have a 32-22 score. The Unitego Spartans leading. Friday night football here at Unitego on your station for sports. We've got timeout on the field. You're listening to WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The ball will be kept on the ground and the clock running 2:44. Vibber coming to the near side, shouts out something to the coaches, and now runs back to the huddle, and he'll be ready to go. It looks like it will be second and about eight. We're in one of those situations where you have to look around a post to see anything other than the action on the field, and your view isn't very good there. The ball going to be kept on the ground. It will be carried by Bassett down inside the five. Anthony, that was really a great play. I don't see who made that made the stop, because Bassett was off and running full head of steam on that one.
I think the reason for you not being able to see that now is because due to a formation change by Jeff Matthews, where Sydney is suddenly lined up very tight all of a sudden, and everyone's in the middle of the field.
So Vibbert this time will pitch it back just as he did before, intended for Brandon Bassett, but this time the Unitego line was expecting it, and Bassett is stopped. We're down to 1:48 in period number three, still 32-22, as it has been pretty much since halftime.
And, Harry, this is the third time we've seen a team inside the five.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that has been
turnovers.
That has been our the nature of this particular quarter. Blowing through very quickly is Jacob Morrison. Morrison that time, freshman, dives out and gets his arms around the ball carrier and manages to make that stop. And with that, I believe it is going to be first down Unitego. Is that what you see?
No, I believe
first down Sydney? Okay.
That was a touchdown. Touchdown Sydney.
They're going to give us a touchdown?
Yeah, Bassett was able to squeeze by in there.
So he gets by. I did not see the hands go up. I saw the markers go down. So 32-28, and the ball will be kept in the air as they try to get the two-point conversion. They do not. That means that the Unitego Spartans maintain a four-point lead. And after frequent scores in the first half, we go all of, 10.5 minutes before there's a score in period number three. I want to give a shout-out to some of the listeners who are joining us online tonight. We always are glad to hear from people who are enjoying our games over the Internet. Durham, North Carolina, Romulus, Michigan, Littleton, Colorado, the folks in Manhattan. And yes, I will give a big shout-out to White Store, New York. We hear we've got a listener there who would like to get a shout-out. I'll gladly do that. And incidentally, why I'm saying it, in Littleton, Colorado, not exactly in the flood area. It's a little south and west of Denver, where my good friends to the north of Denver are in floodwaters tonight, in Longmont and in Fort Collins. I was on the phone today trying to find out what was happening with some good friends in Longmont, Colorado, but that area that is hit with flooding, I have been there many times and enjoyed that area many, many times. If you're a skier, you know where that area is. Ball going to be run back to about the 35-yard line, and we will have a penalty that is going to be marched off against the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, it seemed like a late flag for unnecessary roughness out of bounds.
It will
scuffling going on over there between the teams.
It will move the ball out to about midfield. We'll call it a cross into Sydney territory to the 49. It will be first and 10 there. Kamenda in motion. Hand off to Kamenda. He reverses his field and picks up about 4 yards as he will be down to the 35-and-a-half. 45-and-a-half. So you never know.
Yeah, that was a terrific cut by Kamenda, who was able to take what looked like no gain for a nice 4 yards for Unitigo.
Yep. So Kellen Kamenda, who has been in the shadow a little bit after so many good pass plays by his teammate, Josh Farben, this time gets a bit of running room. Next play will not be so successful as the ball is down to the 45. Just a squidgeon of a pickup. 24 seconds remaining here in period number three. It is a 4-point lead for the Unitigo Spartans, 32-28. So now everybody's ready to go. And dropping back is Fireman, and whoop, he's going to have to eat it. A whole slew of white jerseys came through there that time. Among others, we had Kai Sabata, who was in there, big number 55. I didn't catch all of the others, but there were about three of his teammates right along with him.
Yeah, Fireman wanted to go deep on that play, but the pocket in front of him collapsed before he knew it, and he had to just hold on to the ball.
I'm always very impressed when I see a younger player who manages to have the poise that Fireman has. So we have moved now to the break between quarters. It is 32-28 is our score. We will be back with the fourth and final quarter coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, you have seen him pass repeatedly in this game this evening. This time, it's the foot of Josh Firebend. He gets off a very good punt that will go from the 40-yard line all the way down to about the 15, and most of it was in the air. So here we go. Fourth and final quarter. The Sydney Warriors will have it. The pitch goes to Bissett. And with that, it is going to be Mr. Bissett getting out to about, let's see, he's getting closer to the 20 at all times. Brandon Bassetti Jr., 6 feet tall, 155 pounds. He is going to be stopped. We'll call it at the 14, a gain of about 3 on that play.
And Sydney sticking with their newfound formation that gave them some luck at the end of the third quarter, but now it looks like they're going back to the spread.
I don't know that it's a matter of luck. I think you have to look at your personnel, and what worked with Kozak may not have been working with Bassett. And Coach Matthews has absolutely found something now that's working for Brandon Bassett. Pass from Vibbert, going to be a little bit low. It will bring up a third, and we'll still call it 7. 10:56 remaining in the ball game. Well, we saw wide open scoring in the first half. 32-22 was our score at halftime. Now it's 32-28. The Unitego Spartans still leading it. The ball will be brought back to Vibbert. He cannot handle it cleanly. He picks it up and tries to run forward. Will not get running room at all. And it will bring up a fourth down and kicking situation. The ball still low of the 20-yard line.
Vibbert wise enough to be able to just pick up the ball and avoid any disasters, and now they'll be able to get a punt in as opposed to some good field position for Unitego.
My concern that time was he never got that ball up into the cradle of his arm, and it could have been coughed up if there was a hit of any sort. The kick is going to be off. It is not a good kick. It is going to get up to about the 32 or 33-yard line at best. If anything, that kick was long across the field, not up the field.
But fortunately for Sydney, they're able to get a kickoff at all. The snap was low, making the punter, I believe it was Constable, have to get rid of it as quickly as he could.
So Constable's kick over on the far sidelines, that will turn things over to the Unitego Spartans, and the Spartans are a little bit tardy on getting people out onto the field, and therefore it will be a quick timeout call to avoid any penalty. I want to give a shout out to our loyal listener Sandy Winchester down in Mount Upton, who is joining us tonight. We're always glad to have her along. And that nephew is doing pretty well today, Sandy, so you'd be proud of him. I want to remind you also that tomorrow's game will be between the Wolverines of Waverly. They come in to play down at Hancock, at Harpersville, and we will have that game for you tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be one of those contests where you just keep yourself going and going and going. Harpersville is viewing it as a challenge. Ooh. There was the arm of Josh Firebend again. He was going for Tanner Winchester, but this time, oh, interesting. Tioga beat Shenango Forks 7-0 is the score that has been passed along. So Tioga, remember, if you look at the division that Sydney's in, they're in the division with Tioga and Cander, along with Harpersville and Oxford. So as a result, it is one of those divisions where you look at Shenango Forks, and this is an important league game. So with Shenango Forks chalking up a loss tonight, that opens the door for the Sydney Warriors. Now the Sydney Warriors have to turn things around and get a win in that win column here tonight against Unitego. Oh, the plot thickens. Ball on the outside. Going to be the flat that is going to be picked up very quickly by Tanner Winchester. Winnie manages to get down now to the original line of scrimmage and keep going to the 25. still going to bring up a fourth and 4.5 yards.
9 minutes. It seems to me like they're going to consider going for it in the situation. Up three, clock's running deep in Sydney territory.
And you want to just simply continue to chew up everything, the clock most importantly. So now, Fireman comes in from the far sidelines. He's been consulting with Coach Marconi. Ball is snapped back to him. He wants to pass. He has a man down in the end zone. All kinds of people around him. The pass is over top of the intended receiver. And the receiver that time may very well have been Beadle. I don't want to say the eyes are going bad, but the 6 and the 9 and the 8 all look the same. You just have to figure, who was that? And I believe that was Beadle who went high into the air that time. Regardless, it was not a bad play. From the 25, now the Sydney Warriors will take over on downs. That's okay. The Unitigo defensive unit comes in.
Yeah, Fireman just had to get rid of it. There was a delayed blitz from Sydney on the right side of the field. Looked like a linebacker was dropping back, and then he decided to run right at him.
Vibbert and company back in there. Coach Matthews holding his clipboard up over his head. Now it's going to be Constable split out to one side. Rutenberg off on the near side. Long count. Vibbard will go on the ground as he has Bissett running. Bissett will pick up a couple of yards as he will move that ball up, we'll say, to about the 27. A short 2-yard gain, and we approach the 8-minute mark. Still, for those of you who might just be joining us, 32-28, Unitigo leading by 4. Snap goes back. Vibbert goes out intended for Jordan Constable. Constable cutting across right into the heart of the field. Couldn't hang on to the ball. That came in at about his belt height, right at his hip. He tried to grab it and draw it on in. Couldn't quite do that. And as a result, we have ourselves a third, and we'll call it 8 situation. Vibber dropping back. On the flat, going to be picked off. Going to be picked off in there by number 65, Lucas DeJoy. DeJoy, a 5'10 senior. Not a big guy for a center at 165 pounds, but playing defensively, that may be the break of the game for him. We've seen on a couple of important plays in this game. 7:45 on the clock. It is going to be Josh Fireman back in there at quarterback as the offensive unit comes back. He scrambles with the football, gets away from one would-be tackler, now gets away from a second, and keeps on going. He got away from Sam Bryden first, and then continued on toward the far sideline, cut up field, and he is going to be given the first down. So heads up running by Josh Fireman.
Yeah, Fireman was able to sneak out of there in what looked like a confusing anticipation of where the play fake was going to be. So he just gunned out of there and was able to pick up a first down.
That's fine. As he will tell you, anything that works, this time the ball will be kept on the ground as he just whips around and puts the ball right into the hands. And I dare say that's probably going to be Nate Wilsey. That was a Wilsey sort of play right there. It is short yardage. If he gets anything, it's about a yard. That's it. Wilsey has not been able to break away for the big play tonight. Many of the pass receivers have been able to get great yardage from Fireman, but not Wilsey in this contest. So we have a second And this one is going to be a pass play, but it'll be on the flat, incomplete forward pass over on the right side, inside the 20-yard line, but right there is an official to wave it incomplete. 6:51 showing on the clock. Third and still 10, we'll call it.
Another big set of downs here for Unitego. Both defenses making it difficult for either offense to get some points on the board, and that clock continues to get down there.
It is Braden Beadle coming back into the game for Unitego. Kyle Spaulding off on the near side. We haven't heard from him lately. Dropping back is going to be Firebrand, incomplete. As he fires it down there, Tanner Winchester made the turn, was already down on his knees, and tried to get back and grab that ball. He could not do it.
That was one of those plays where you can literally hear the crowd ooing and aahing.
And you could almost hear Winnie pounding the earth in the end zone as he said, oh, man, that one looked so big. It was just a watermelon coming to me. Firebend, the sophomore, dropping back. He's got time, and this time it is going to be deflected slightly and then through the hands of Kyle Spaulding, the fellow sophomore. So both the passer and the receiver, both promising sophomores for the Unitego Spartans. The Sydney Warriors will take over on down. Sydney trailing Unitego 32-28. In just a dandy of a ball game here from Unitego this evening. Our Friday evening game, Unitego-Sydney, the arch rivalry match. It will be Waverly at Harpersville tomorrow. Make sure you join us then. Flags all over the place, and it is going to be what? Called against the Sydney Warriors? Let's see. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Well, only 11 people. I didn't catch what the problem was on that. What, delay of game? Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, I believe so. Unfortunately, I was chopping up some notes
well,
here.
That's what we have to do in this business from time to time.
Yeah.
Rutenberg off to the near side. It is going to be Constable over on the far side. The pass will be thrown by Vibbard, intended for Constable. He climbs the air ladder about as high as he can, but he still cannot bring down Vibbard's pass. Vibbard with a good shotgun arm that time. For those of you who have missed the name of Kozak, Billy Kozak, very effective in the first quarter of this ball game, has been standing on the sidelines. He has an ice pack taped to his left thigh, and the look on his face is not happy. 6.5 minutes left in this ball game. 32-28 still the score. Sydney now with the ball. Weber, long count. He'll drop back, and he puts it up, and it's going to be grabbed down. Grabbed down by number 8. That is Tanner Shunk. Shunk at about the 35, the 40-yard line. And the most significant gain in some time, really, for either team. Where we saw lots of explosive long plays in the first half, they have been few and far between in the second half. Ooh, beautiful draw as very quickly Vibbard hands it off in there to number 34, and that is Mike Chase. And if you remember, earlier in the game, Chase had been the one who had always been met by Unitego Spartans.
Chase is a senior, not listed on our starting roster, getting some action in there, doing his part with Kozak on the bench.
Dropping back, it is going to be Vibbard. He passes out on the near side, intended for Dylan Rutenberg. But that was a throw to the spot, and Rutenberg had already gone about 5 yards past that spot. 5:44. Clock momentarily stopped.
Pace of this game in the second half has been much slower compared to the explosiveness of the first half that we saw.
Third and about five. Vibbard rolling at about the 35. Out on the flat goes to Chase. And Chase this time, as the receiver, manages to pick up the ball, pick up the first down, pick up about 8 yards. Ball will be placed down at about the 42. So we've had ourselves a dandy of a ball game. Chase again on the play. He draws the action to the near side. Vibbard pulls the ball back in and goes to the far side. Both Chase and Vibbard end up being stopped at about the original line of scrimmage. We will call it second and still 10. 5:05 on the clock. Long count by Vibbard. He's looking to pass, and out on the flat this time is going to be Jordan Constable. Constable going from left across the field toward the right. Catches that ball just about in the center of the football field. Gain on the play of about five. Third and still five. And this time it is going to be fired down to Rutenberg. Rutenberg dancing, trying to stay in bounds. Finally, it was Tanner Winchester who came over and put the crunch on him.
Dylan Rutenberg showing his athleticism on that sideline, able to get the critical yards needed to make it a first down after the catch.
4:28. Dropping back is Vibbard. Again, he looks to pass, and again, it's the little short pass going to Dylan Rutenberg. He will pick up the first down, move the ball down inside the 10-yard line to about the 8, and suddenly, Coach Matthews and Patrick Vibbard, the quarterback, have come up with the right combination that has started to move the ball for the Sydney Warriors. 4:09, the clock running, and the ball will be into the hands of Chase again. And Mike Chase gets across inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Chase, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. So many heroes in this ball game, really no dunces. Chase is still on his feet. His forward progress will get down to the 2, possibly only the 3. Up off the bottom of the pile, let's see, that's going to be number 51. That will be Ethan Barber, a 210-pound wall that Chase ran into. Here we go. Third down and goal to go. The ball goes to Chase. Chase is hit immediately. This time coming through there was Joel Van Alstyne. Interesting thing. Van Alstyne, who we haven't heard a whole lot about today, ended up going to Alaska this last summer on a mission for his church. And he ended up spending a whole lot of time up there working for a sports camp with kids in that area, helping kids at an all-sports camp. We're going to have timeout call. Both of these teams want to make sure they meet with their respective coaches and get down the final instructions. 2 minutes, 42 seconds remaining. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on WCDO.
You already know Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney for quality vehicles at great prices, but did you know the Chambers and O'Hara service team is second to none? From vehicle repairs to routine maintenance, service manager Doug Wheeler and the Chambers and O'Hara service team are always knowledgeable and professional. Oil changes, brake jobs, tires, inspections, and so much more. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call for all of your vehicle service needs, 563-4311.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Okie dokie. Final 2 minutes 40 seconds. Bibbard looking for an open man. The ball is going to be incomplete. And it will be a fourth down and a ball turnover to the Unitigo Spartans. First down, Unitigo. Woo! I'll tell you. You like to have butterflies in your stomach, folks. Just keep coming back here for our Friday night football games. They are exciting. We want to give a shout out. We have a member of the military joining us from Iraq tonight via the streaming audio. Welcome aboard, Josh Firebend. Going to go off on the ground this time. Short yardage as they just want to keep the clock running. Unitigo leading 32-28, 2 minutes and 24 seconds. By keeping the ball on the ground, it keeps the clock running. So here we go. Kyle Spaulding comes over to his position on the near side. Now Josh Fireman coming in will be in the backfield at quarterback again. They're ready to snap the football. It comes back. It will be kept on the ground as they will once again go in there to Wilsey. Nate Wilsey not picking up long yardage. I don't think he has had a carry in double figures all night. Usually gets back to the line of scrimmage and a stop there. 1:33 on the clock. It is still running. Unitigo definitely trying to chew up as much of that clock as they can. Third and still about eight. The ball at the 5-yard line. It is once again going to be kept in the backfield. I do believe that they will say that it was Firebend who will carry it this time. He may even have coughed it up, but he did recover it himself. So now, fourth down, and we'll call it about 11. Firebend will probably kick the ball away. If he manages to get off a good kick, which he is capable of doing, it could be back to midfield. You can bet your boots that the Sydney Warrior defense would like that not to happen.
We saw Sydney Warriors get a very critical punt block in the last game we were at in a situation just like this.
I'll tell you, Coach Matthews, out there without his headset, holding on to his papers and rubbing the top of his head, probably rubbing all of the hair right off it from there. Well, we told you before, there are a lot of games going on around the area tonight. The one that the locals are not necessarily wild about is listening to the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats being mauled by Groton. Del Eye is down at Green tonight. Oneonta over at Norwich tonight. Just looking at the nearby games, we already told you that Chenango Forks was shut out by Tioga tonight. Just part of the activity going on a Friday night of week number two. Okay, here we go. The Sydney Warriors are getting their final instructions for the final 28 seconds of this ball game. As the kick will be kicked away by Unitigo. Remember, Unitigo at the 4-yard line, for all intents and purposes, will be kicking from the end zone. And when that happens, anything can happen. Here we go. The ball is going to be snapped back to... It is going to be Firebend. Firebend runs to the far sideline and just chews up the clock. Gets down to 23 seconds. That will now move the ball out to the 20. Is that the...
No, that's a safety. That was a strategy.
They were just going that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way they can kick it, and they're daring them to make it, you know. They're comfortable with a two-point lead. They're daring them to kick a field goal, potentially. But they also get a much more comfortable punt as a result of the intentional safety that we just saw from Unitigo.
So, we see the score go from 32-28 to 32-30. So it is still a two-point lead for the Unitigo Spartans. You've seen a little bit of everything in this game, folks. If you wanted variety, you've got it today. So the safety works for the Unitigo Spartans. What they wanted to do is just simply chew up the clock, maintain the lead, and improve field position. They did all three of those things. Actually, only 5 seconds got clicked off.
Mm. There is an element of risk in this chance they're taking because now all of a sudden Sydney only needs a field goal to win the game.
Right, but the thing of it is that with the situation that they had before, now look at all of a sudden the fog coming. You can almost see the droplets of water in the lights here. Not rain, but it's the fog that suddenly come into the valley. So here we go. It is going to be Firebend who is going to be kicking the ball away from the 20-yard line. And it is one of those where you just want to have it not run back. The kick is going to be a low end over end kick. It is going to be fallen on by Rutenberg out at the 40-yard line. So Dylan Rutenberg cleanly fielded the football as it bounced up off the turf. And he was not able to have any sort of a run back whatsoever. So he is down. The ball will be spotted at the 44. I'll tell you, I am just impressed with the Unitigo coach. Actually, I'm impressed with both coaches. And they've just made good plays all the way down the line. Here goes Vibbert. He is going to go in the air. He goes complete to Bissett. Bissett will run out of bounds to stop the clock at the 34-yard line. So now that field goal is attainable down to 18 seconds. And we will see where we go from here.
Here we go.
Boy, I'll tell you, you can feel that moisture in here.
Yeah.
Wow. Zip up the fleece a little bit tighter. Fans on the near sideline, whooping it up a little bit. Vibbard will drop back. He puts it high into the air. It is going to be unattainable. Going down for it was Dylan Rutenberg. It was intended for down in the corner, in the right side. Rutenberg went high up into the air but could not grab the ball. Where it was thrown, he would have only needed about 2 steps to be into the end zone. 12 seconds showing on the clock. Coming back into the ball game is Tanner Shuck. He had been off on the far sideline. Now comes back into the center of play. They had lined him up left, and they wanted him right. Now dropping back, it's going to be Vibbard. Vibbard, has a man open, and the ball is incomplete. It was Bissett that time who had his man beaten, but Bissett was not able to bring the ball up from his knees back into a good carrying position. Patrick Bibbert out in front of us, just down on his knees in sort of semi-disgust, saying, oh man, that was our golden opportunity. Now he turns, looks up at the clock, sees 6 seconds. He knows that this will be the final play of the game. Rutenberg splits to the right side, dropping back as Bibbert. He's looking all over the place, and the ball will be grabbed down by Tanner Shuck. It is complete, but time has run out. And with that, a very happy Unitigo Spartan team wins this arch rivalry contest. Boy, they make some sweet ball games, don't they?
Absolutely. This one was a barn burner from the start.
You have had the opportunity to participate in some terrific ball games so far. So with that, I will let you get back on script wherever your script happens to be, and I will get ready to say that the final score is 32-30. The Unitigo Spartans have ended up managing to win this ball game by a 2-point spread. We'll be back with our WCDO post-game show coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $2.99 and recliners from only $1.99 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
32-30. They just don't make them any better than that. A great ball game all the way down the line. And before we wrap things up and send them back home, I want to make sure that we give a big thanks to all of the people who work so hard to make these games possible for you, our salespeople and all of the folks back in the office who write the commercials and record the commercials, and also our old buddy who works every Friday night, Joe Gardner, back in the studio, who makes all of the webcasts possible. Keeps us running here in the out in the broadcast land. Thank you, all of you, and of course, thanks all of you listeners too, Well, our post-game show is being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC, I am certain that you have an offensive leader tonight.
Well, with the offensive leader, I determined to go with Tanner Winchester, receiver for Unitico, was a favorite of Firebends throughout the entire game, was a name that came up again and again, and for that and his toughness for yards after catch, I felt he deserved to be the offensive player.
He will go home probably a little bit sore tonight, but he will rest ever so well. Post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items. For a good deal and a good deal more, shop the Catalog Outlet. Four locations to serve you: Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and their newest location in Margaretville in the Catskill Mountains of Delaware County. Mr. Beers, tonight's dynamic defensive player.
Well, it was tough to pinpoint one defensive player for what was a good effort all around on Unitego and Sydney. But I determined to go with who I felt really was the leader on the team for Unitego, Ethan Barber, who's a name that came up again. A lot of tackles in the backfield. The linebacker for Unitego played a phenomenal football game.
And finally, the All-Purpose Award is being brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth activities in our communities and happy to be part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands, proud to be a local employer. And
undoubtedly, Josh Firebend is the all-around purpose player of the game. This kid throws, he kicks, he's smart enough to run out at safeties at the right time. He's the go-to guy for Unitego, and he's a sophomore. And I've seen a fair amount of high school football, and this kid might be one of the most talented quarterbacks I've ever seen on the high school level.
Our final score again, 32-30. Another reminder that tomorrow we will be down in Harpersville for the contest between the Harpersville Hornets and the visiting Wolverines from Waverly, New York. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Anthony Beers.
Today, I don't know, Harry and Anthony, I guess, is the way you can say it.
Yeah.
So we will be here tomorrow. We hope that you will be in the stands, but if you can't make it, please do join us. In the meantime, stay tuned for more continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO. Thank you ever so much for lending us your ears again from Unitego High School. Harry and Anthony, good night, everybody.